Hello and welcome to the Beyond End of the Year Roundup for 2025. What a year for us it's been. We've produced a lot of plays this year, probably too many for the size of the organisation I run. It got a bit hairy early autumn. You might have noticed that there was some padding in the release schedule and a drop-off of releases generally, but we're nearly back on track. But that's in part because we produced a metric firk ton of shows this year, live and in studio. Your attention is rewarded with shows, for we have crossed, yes, 180,000 unique views across our various platforms, and probably we're actually closer to about 200,000, some of those are borderline. Sometimes the stats lie. This year, we produced some actual live theatre, Entertaining Henry. We did a season of Scratch Productions of Henrician drama, Youth, The World and the Child, The Temptation of Christ in the Wilderness, Gentleness and Nobility, Thersites and the Pardoner and the Friar, all live in Suffolk. We also produced our Weird Revels, our live audio recordings at the White Bear in Kennington, The Witch of Edmonton, The Wise Woman of Hogston, Thyestes, not to be confused with Thersites. They're very different plays. One has a giant snail, one involves eating your own family. Don't get them the wrong way round. You will have a very disappointing evening. And we also did both versions of Dr. Faustus, 1604 and 1616. In studio, we've been working on Thomas of Woodstock, Gorboduc, The Castle of Perseverance, two of those voted for by our patrons. We have also recorded, I mean, some of this actually, I think, was actually the year before, but there's, in the edit, there is a Callisto and Melibea. We performed live Work for Cutlers at the Audio Drama Hubfest 2025. And we've also recorded some short university entertainments as well as John the Evangelist and the two fragments of the Norwich Grocers plays. Meanwhile, again, just checking my notes here, in the other major UK theatrical companies... the IRC produced one show from the period. So, one there. Well done. Slow hand clap for Edward II. Actually, it was pretty good, to be fair. But yeah, one show. Luckily, other smaller companies from around the world have been picking up the slack. There's lots of Marlowe happened at the Resurgence Theatre Company. They did Jew of Malta, Edward II, Massacre at Paris. They had a touch of the Volpones. There was a performance of Rachel Fane's Household Mask. Edward Boys returned with Godly Queen Hester. Red Bull's Revelation readings continued. They did the Jew of Malta. A lot of Marlowe this year, actually. There was the third Oxford Medieval Mystery Cycle. Actually, there was also the Toronto York Mystery Plays as well. AMP Theatre produced Galatea and the Spanish Tragedy. Shakespeare produced Sir John Oldcastle, Alderman of Faversham. There was lots of Dr. Faustuses out there. There was a Flywheel Theatre produced one at the Old Lord Lion. Fair M, the Miller's Daughter of Manchester, was revived by Lord Denny's Players. The York Project produced the Spanish Tragedy and a reading of a game at chess. And the Peters of St. Clair's in Hampstead did their usual Christmas mystery plays. Meanwhile, in the wider UK theatrical world, the Globe Theatre in London produced nothing at all. Didn't even do a Red Not Dead, or even a fake Red Not Dead like they did last year. However, we have been busy recording more exploiting sessions this year, dropping on YouTube amongst plays that we actually also produced. There was a bit of crossover with some of the shows we did. But also we read Thorny Abbey, The Aphrodisial, The Family of Love, The Sea Voyage, Yorkshire Tragedy, Christ's Burial, Christ's Resurrection, Tom Tyler and His Wife, The Goblins, Thomas Nash's pamphlet, The Terrors of the Night, The Costly Whore, Perkin Warbeck, The Haddington Mask by Ben Jonson, Albion Knight, The Coxcomb, The Widow's Tears, and Wad World, My Masters, Epicene, The Roaring Girl, Roman Actor, Conflict of Conscience, Widow of Watling Street, otherwise known Puritan Widow, Monsieur de Olive, Wisdom, The Nice Valour, The Life and Repentance of Mary Magdalene, Bartholomew Fair, The Isle of Gulls, The Resurrection of Our Lord, The Virgin Widow, Hengist, King of Kent, Sir Thomas More, The Townley Plays, Annunciation of Shepherds. We also looked at, just now, Narcissus, and also Friar Bacon and Friar Bungay. Meanwhile, in the wider UK theatrical scene, the Royal National Theatre of Great Britain produced, just checking my notes, nothing. Getting a bit awkward, really. But we're still doing other things. Next year, on the pod, we will be releasing Dido, Queen of Carthage. The edit has finally been finished. We will finally finish Arden of Fathersham from the Weird Revels, recorded 2 years ago. And we will also be releasing the Weird Revels from the recent season, as well as all the other things that you usually get on the podcast. I will be making some changes to the podcast for next year. I will be pulling back a bit on spoilers episodes. I'm deprioritizing them so that they may follow full cast audio adaptations, so that I can prioritize getting those edits done. You know, giving you the stuff that actually you really, really want. I've been getting so far behind. You know, Dido was recorded 2 years ago, and it's only just coming out now. And that's because I've been doing other stuff, and it's just been pushing the schedule further and further back. So I have decided to put the spoilers as a secondary thing. I'm still aiming to do them, but they are no longer going to be the priority. Live shows, not much I can announce next year, but we will be doing a version of Piers Penniless at the Thomas Nash and Voice Conference in Cambridge in January. And our big live show will be on Sunday, the 12th of April. Save the date. Sunday, 12th of April, we will be doing another of our massive all-day events in London, like we did with the game at chess. But we're looking at Sir Thomas More, the book of Sir Thomas More, in detail. We're going to be pulling it apart, doing it in all of its pieces, in all of its layers. It's a very odd manuscript, and we're going to be looking at it in all its odd ways. There will be more exciting bonus things happening around that. I'm hoping that this is going to be really quite an lovely and exciting show. And there will hopefully be other live shows happening as well, but none of them are confirmed. We also have got Friar Bacon and Friar Bungay down as our winning play to join the project in hand. So I aim by the end of 2026 to complete that, as well as Thomas of Woodstock, Castle of Perseverance from previous votes, and also the now almost mythical production of Respublica, semi-lost due to COVID, which is still in pieces on my hard drive somewhere. I do intend to try and make that happen. Meanwhile, in every other major theatre in the United Kingdom, you get the gist by now, we clearly still need to make the case to the world that the repertoire of theatre doesn't have to be so tediously narrow, and that you can make shows happen through one thing. You just need to do one thing that really trumps money. And I know there isn't a lot of money out there. I know there are a lot of good reasons not to do things. But the thing that trumps money every single time with any artistic project is a will. A desire to say, let's find a way to make something happen. It is too easy to say, firk it, let's put on A Midsummer Night's Dream again. The law of diminishing returns is already at play here. And I know, money, COVID, cutbacks. But really, there are other options if you have the will. I've recorded 20 plays this year, not all of them in their entirety, but they are, you know, they're mostly in the can, and I am editing a dozen more, and we have got next to no resources. So don't tell me you can't. Just be honest and say you don't want to. But to you listeners, to end on a positive note, and I do like to be positive, and I have been holding back on ranting on this point for about 5 years. We do a lot. There are a lot of people out there doing similar work to what we have done. I've listed many of them. I will have missed many more. If you know of other projects and other people, do tell us about it. We will share that material out there if we can. But please, if you're listening to us, I hope you're on board with what we do. So please support them. Support them by going to their shows as well as listening to what we do. Obviously, I would like your support as well for what we do here. But actually, it's about supporting any project out there that is engaging with the kind of text that we're working with and trying to make something happen and trying to do something different with it. Support us, support them with your attention if you can't give any money. Attention and sharing. Letting people know that actually these shows can be done, are being done, and are out there. If you would like to support us, you can support us on patreon.com/beyondshakespeare and on ko-fi.com/beyondshakespeare. Links for all these things will be in the show description. But if you can't give us any money, please share our work. You can rate us on your podcatcher of choice, or you could subscribe to our YouTube channel. Every little helps, because with your support, we might actually start changing things and giving other people the will to change what they do. Thank you all for listening. goodbye for another year. Ta-ta.